Just a thought on what you said earlier on the closet. I mean, there are so many other things which can distract us in the days in which we are living, with our mobile phones or smartphones and WhatsApps coming in all the time. There, we have to learn also that we take really this time apart where nothing can really distract us, such that the Lord can, that we can really be with the, we can be with the Lord and speak to him, and he can speak to us. But let us really pay attention to this, this quiet moment where really the Lord can talk to us.
Okay, Brother Brian, you mentioned earlier we need to know who we're talking to. Do you want to elaborate on that?
It kind of gets our mind, I guess, where it's supposed to be. And we're addressing the one that, I guess we're giving him the preeminent place, so we talk to him with respect. He's not our buddy. He's our, you know, he's our God and Father. So just to get our mind right as we talk to him, as we address him.
Any other thoughts on this?
The notice that it says our Father. There's the idea of relationship. We are all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ, Paul tells us. And so there's a relationship that's being emphasized here. He says, when you pray, approach the Almighty God of the universe with this appellation, with this label, that this identification, our Father. There's relationship, there's love and affection that is embodied in that phrase, our Father.
And I think another thing that has really helped me to appreciate this wonderful relationship that we have in prayer is when we think about the fact that, now here in our text, it says, our Father who art in heaven, and it says the same in Matthew. But we have a sense that this was before the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And the point I want to make with this is very simple. When we are in the presence of our Father, where are we? When we're in the presence of our Father, it says in Ephesians chapter 2 that we have access into his presence. That we're actually in his presence. That's a tremendous thing. There's no distance between us here and him there. We're brought near. And nearer we could not be, we sometimes sing. And so this distance of him being our heavenly Father, as we sometimes say, it isn't there. He's our Father. And we want to be reverent. That's where hallowed be thy name comes in. But what a tremendous thing for us. There's no distance. And when you pray, you are in his presence. Ephesians 2:18. And maybe we could just read this, because I find this to be extremely helpful for us. Ephesians 2:18. And it says this, that through him, through the Lord Jesus, we both, now the both is Jew and Gentile, have access by one Spirit to the Father. What a tremendous thing. That the veil has been torn, there's no distance, and you can come into the presence of the Father. And I tell you, I learned this one time I was praying. I probably shared this before, but I'm getting old so I can share it again. But one time I was praying in the meeting, and I had my dear sister, she was my aunt, my dad's aunt, so she was really old. She's always old. As long as I remember, she was old. And Aunt Julia Chavalet. And she came to me one day, and because I prayed in the breaking of bread, and I said, Heavenly Father. Nothing wrong with that. If you do it, I'm not condemning you. But she opened my mind. She opened my heart to something new I never thought of before. She came to me and she whispered in my ear. She put her arm around me and she whispered and she said, "Is this Father so far away?" That was it. Then she left. It's like, what's that all about? What's she talking about? And I went home and it kept ringing in my ear. And I started developing the fact that, you know what? As you look in Scripture, when I pray, I'm in His presence. And the Father's, there's no distance. What a tremendous relationship we've been brought into. And so we want to stress the nearness of this relationship this afternoon. We want us to get this. And it's not a matter of language. If you say, "Heavenly Father, don't..." Oh, no, I said it wrong. That's not what we're getting at. What we really want to stress is the nearness of the relationship. So what else? What else do we say? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, I just want to underline this, what you point out. First of all, what the Lord Jesus is saying here to His disciples is something really new, in the sense that in the Old Testament, you don't find believers addressing God in this way as the Lord Jesus is teaching here the disciples. But because He came and He revealed the Father, now it's a privilege of believers, as we have seen Ephesians 2, to come with all liberty into the presence of our Father and pray as the Lord is teaching the disciples. We enjoy this relation. And I would like to add something here that we really appreciate it. You know, we are surrounded also here by those of another faith, like Muslims. And we know they are praying. They are compelled to pray 5 times a day. And express these words, Allah Akbar, and so forth. But never forget, they do not know a relation to the person to whom they are praying. It's completely unknown in Islam, a relation. And you might know this book is written by Bilkas Sheikh with the title, "I Dare to Call Him Father." The woman, an Islam convert, she all of a sudden realized that I can pray to God and can have a relation to Him. I can dare to call Him Father. This is something others do not know, and it's really a privilege we have to know God like that and to address Him as our Father.
So I mentioned, "Hallowed be thy name." Any thoughts on this?